the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In today's Gospel, we see the distinct contrast between the mercy extended to one servant by his king, and on the one hand, and the complete refusal of that servant to do likewise with a fellow servant. Furthermore, the magnitude of the debt owed to the king by the first servant was much more than the debt that that servant refused to forgive from his fellow servant. Archbishop Averke writes in relation to this passage, "To settle accounts in the parable refers to God's final reckoning at the last judgment, as well as the partial reckoning at the particular judgment after each person's death. The debtor owed the king 10,000 talents, and as such is an image of every sinner who before the face of God's righteousness is truly a debtor who has not paid. 10,000 talents is a huge sum, to be counted in the millions in our currency. According to the laws of Moses, a king has the right to sell a debtor who does not pay into slavery, and the king in the parable was prepared to do that. But he was compassionate to him after his repeated entreaties and forgave him his entire debt. This is an amazing image of the compassion of God for repentant sinners." On the other hand, however, the forgiven debtor found a person who owed him 100 denarii, an inconsequential amount of money. When the man could not pay, he began to choke him and demanding that the man pay him his debt. He had no compassion on him at all, even though the man begged him to wait, and he had him placed in prison. St. Gregory Palamas, in his commentary, writes, "The Lord pitied us when we repented and forgave us much, but when he sees how heartless and unyielding we are to our fellows, his wrath is justly kindled against us. Let us reckon up how much we owe God. Compared with other people's debts towards us, how oft, Peter asked the Lord, shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? And he heard in reply, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 7. Although it is almost impossible for our brother to wrong us so often, but each of us has sinned more frequently than that against God. If you look carefully at how great one sin is, bearing in mind against whom it is committed, you will find it incomparably worse than all of your brother's sins, be they 70 times 7. St. Gregory Palamas. The Lord teaches us in this parable that we all have many sins. All of us are sinners. We come to the church to receive His mercy. And being members of that church, members of His body, not only are we to receive mercy, but we are also to extend that mercy to others. Only God can forgive. We need to remember that. Forgiveness is from God. He forgives our sins. We are the beneficiaries of that mercy. We are the beneficiaries of that forgiveness. And we should receive it gladly, of course. Some people have trouble in that vein. They can't forgive themselves because they don't believe God really forgives them. No, He really forgives. Forgiveness is not even an issue. But that forgiveness must be passed on. In that sense, we do become a vessel for the forgiveness of God. And so we must see the sins of our fellow man through the prism of our own sins. And when we do this, we keep things in perspective. This is the essence of our forgiveness of others, that we pass the forgiveness that has been given to us on to them. When we are more focused on our own sins, and we're more focused and committed to repenting from the sins that plague us, then we keep things in perspective. This does not mean that we acquiesce to evil. It doesn't mean that we never have to address issues. But if we address things, they need to be done in love. St. John wrote that we are to speak the truth in love. Prayerfully, being quick to hear and slow to speak. Most of us tend to be quick to speak and slow to hear. But that's a very useful formula to keep in mind. Simple and straightforward, but nevertheless very useful and helpful unto godliness. So today, dearly beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, let us once again reflect on our need to forgive. Let us be thankful for the forgiveness that we receive from God for our sins. And let us see the sins of any of those who might offend us through that prism of forgiveness and the prism of our own sins that have been forgiven. He is the lover of mankind. He loves us, and we are to do likewise. We've received much, and we need to pass that on. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen.